Well, it's lovely to have the church so brightly lit with sunshine this evening, isn't it? And brightly lit by your cheerful faces as well. We read in Luke chapter 8, and we'll go back there now, to Luke chapter 8, parable of the sower. Familiar passage, perhaps. There's the four kinds of soil. Jesus tells the parable about what happens to the seed on the four kinds of soil and then explains the parable, although it's probably one of the simplest parables, yet we have an explanation from Jesus. We know exactly what it's about. And verse 15 closes his explanation with the words, "The seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop." Now, we're on this theme of growing at the moment, and on Sunday evenings we're looking at the moment of as to how we can grow, as we saw in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. We're told to grow, we're commanded to grow. How do we do it? Growing doesn't just happen, we've got to provide the conditions for growth. And if we're going to grow as Christians, that means we've got to take responsibility. It's not just something that's going to wonderfully happen when we plant our bottoms in a pew. It's not like that. We've got to actually do something about it. I remember I described it like being spoon-fed. If you just come to church and get the sermon and the Bible reading and so on, And then just go home and do nothing with it. It's just like I've spoon-fed you, and people who are spoon-fed remain babies, spiritually. You've got to take the spoon out of my hand, and you've got to learn how to feed yourselves as well. And that's what we've been thinking about. We've been thinking particularly about feeding ourselves in our use of the Bible. We're in a relationship with God as Christians, and that means we've got to communicate. Relationships do not thrive without communication. We've got to hear from him, and he's got to hear from us. So we're thinking about reading the Bible and hearing from him, and we saw that we can't just read the Bible as a sort of automatic dispenser of spiritual pep-up and boosts and whatnot. It's not an automatic thing. It's not something that just, if you do the books, if you just open the Bible and read your reading for the day and then just forget about it and get on with your life, that's not going to do you any good. Probably. Some spark might just come out of it that will help. But to be honest, if our attitude to reading the Bible is just something we need to get done, it's a sort of duty, no, not going to grow. We've got to want to meet God. That's what we've been thinking about. We've got to want to meet God. And that means really taking practical steps to hear from God in the Bible. We've already thought about that a little. We've thought about removing distraction. We've thought about powering down our devices, the things that do distract us today. We've thought about slowing down our lives and listening carefully. And we've thought about down-to-earth language, using a Bible that speaks in our contemporary language, so there's no barrier of language. So power down, slow down to earth. You really got to give God time. So what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to give you an example of what might actually happen to a Christian person in half an hour, like within the space of half an hour, when they read the Bible. Just going to use our imagination a bit, but just show how God may speak to someone. And how they may meet God through that. So let's just say you've been to church on Sunday, once or twice, and now it's Monday morning. And what you heard on Sunday has made you think. Somehow or other, the preacher got under your skin and made you realise that you were just not really going anywhere as a Christian. You were losing your edge, you were losing your keenness, you were losing any passion any zeal that you've had. You were getting cold, and it's bugging you on Monday morning. You don't forget that challenge. You're not just wanting to set that aside and say, well, fair enough. You want to do something about it. You don't just want to be a spoon-fed baby. You want to actually try and get some further help in the direction of getting back your zeal and your keenness on Jesus. So you want to ask God, what's wrong? So there's the first thing. Get a question in your mind as you come to the Bible. What's wrong, Lord? Why am I losing my edge? Why am I losing my keenness? Why am I not as enthusiastic as I was in the past? So you have to then think, well, when is the best time for me to look at the Bible about this? When's the best time of the day? When is the time that my mind's going to be least cluttered? When's the time that I'm going to be freshest? When's the time that I'm least likely to be disturbed? And you're going to find in that time, it might be first thing on Monday morning, it might be at midday on Monday, it might be just after lunch, it might be late at night, depends on what kind of person you are. But you're going to find an undisturbed place. You're going to find a favourite seat, quiet. You're going to make yourself a cup of tea. You're going to take a notepad and a pen, and you're going to sit down. Okay? Sit down with your Bible. And you're going to begin this way. Pray. Doesn't need to be a big flowery prayer. Just thank God. Thank God for your relationship with Him. This is just what you might do. You might thank God for your relationship with Him. You might thank Him for His Word. And you might say that you accept what the preacher showed you yesterday and ask forgiveness for your lack of zeal. Tell Him, tell God that you want to find out what the problem is and sort it. Okay, just very simple. Doesn't take but more than 30 seconds to do that. Now you take up your Bible and, like I said, make sure it's one that you can very readily and easily understand. I do encourage the use of right up to date modern versions. And remember this. You're looking for God to answer a question. You're looking for God to speak. But you've got Bible notes that you've been doing on and off, and you pick out your Bible notes, and your Bible notes theme for today is being honest at work. Okay, well, that's a great theme, but it's not what you're wanting to know about today. So you're not a slave to your Bible notes, okay? So you set your Bible notes aside for another time. And you remember that before you were using your Bible notes, you were actually reading your way through Jeremiah. And you think, well, I could go back to reading Jeremiah as well, but the bit I was reading about Jeremiah was pretty heavy going. It was about judgment on Babylon. And that's really not what I need for today either. What I want to know today is, why am I losing my zeal? So you leave that aside as well, and you just simply say again to God, Lord, why is my heart growing cold? Now at this point, it may be that some passage of Scripture comes to mind. Some help will come. If you focus on the question, some help will come. It may be that you'll think of some passage about growing or about lacking zeal or whatever. Now let's just say, because I have to give a specific example, let's say that into your mind comes the parable of the sower. You think, well, that sounds like an interesting place to look. It's got something about growth in it. Maybe it's something that God is wanting to speak to me through. So let's just say that. I'm not a mystic when I read or handle the Bible, but I do believe that we've got to listen to little things like that and just let God take us places. Don't be a slave to, you know, systems like Bible notes or the Bible in a year or whatever it is. Great, these things are really good. But, you know, there's times you need to just say, okay, Lord, what do I need to hear here today? And maybe it's the parable of the sower. So you've got to be flexible and you've got to be open. And you turn to Luke chapter 8, where the parable of the sower is, and you read. You read the passage that we read, verses 1 to 15. You read it through, but you read it through slowly. And maybe you read it through a couple of times. And then maybe you home in on the explanation that's there in verses 12 to 15 of what the parable means. And you just come back to your question, why am I losing my edge? Now remember, you're not someone that's trying to get some great explanation of every dot and every cross in the text. You're not a scholar who's trying to understand every nuance and who'll feel your job's done once you've understood. That's not what you're about. You're reading the Bible to hear from God what he says to you in response to the question you have about your spiritual growth today. What is God saying to me? So you're reading verses 12 to 15. What is God saying to me? Lord, what are you saying to me? And you read it again. How long have we taken so far? 10 to 15 minutes perhaps. Okay, 10 to 15 minutes you've got to this point in your Bible reading. And as you read, one thing does click. Verse 15, let's say this clicks. The crop that you produce, it's a bit like growing, it's a bit like zeal, the zeal that you feel you're lacking. You think, well, I'm not really producing much of a crop just now. So how can I produce more of a crop? And you read it again, verse 15. How can I produce? Here are the questions. I'm asking questions. This is how God speaks. I'm asking questions. How can I produce a crop? And I read verse 15 and Jesus says, I hear the word, I retain it, and by persevering, I produce a crop. Okay. Notebook out. I write at the top the date, 26th April or whatever it happens to be. Write the date. And I'll write out the verse. Maybe even actually write out the verse in full. Luke chapter 8, verse 15. Write out the verse in full and underline this little bit. Hear, retain, persevere. Maybe write down these three words. Hear, retain, persevere. Why have I so little zeal is my question. Write that down. Why? And write down perhaps as well that means, why am I not producing a good crop? And then put down the answer. Because I'm not hearing, retaining and persevering. See, this is not rocket science. There's nothing difficult in what I'm saying. You don't need to be a great Bible scholar or anything. Everything I've said is very simple. It's just that you need to take an approach that keeps the Bible fresh to you. And it doesn't make it just some kind of boring book that you dust down and read every so often. Or even a book that you read every day out of duty. But it's something that you're really reading just to hear what God's saying. You can be in primary school or in high school or any age in life and actually do what I'm describing here this evening. So how can I grow in zeal? How can I produce a crop? And Jesus says, I've got to hear his word, retain it, and persevere. Three things: hear, retain, and persevere. And you're thinking, well, you know, I'll be honest, I'm not really hearing God's word very much just now, or retaining it, or persevering in it. If I did some more hearing, retaining, and persevering, I'd produce more of a crop. That's simply what Jesus is saying. So you take a sip of your tea, and you have a wee look round, and deep breath, and suddenly you realise, with a bit of excitement, Jesus has just spoken to you. You've actually heard from the Lord. It was so quiet, but it's real. You've got an answer, or the beginning of an answer to your question. You feel a little frisson, a little jingle of excitement. And you realise, well, this doesn't normally happen when I read the Bible. And you say, well, why doesn't it normally happen when I read the Bible? And you think, well, it's obvious because I just I just dash through the passage because I want to get out the door to get on with my work. Or I've got other things to do. I've got the washing to put on. Or I've got the hens to feed or whatever a million things it happens to be. I'm in a hurry. And today, I've slowed down. Today, I'm waiting on God. And I'm listening. I'm taking time. I'm asking questions. And I'm expecting God to give an answer. So today, it's different. And you realize you've actually heard. It's what Jesus says in verse 15. You've heard his word. And it's exciting. You know that it's just a beginning. It's just a little taste of what you want. And you know that you've still got to retain it and persevere in it. But something has happened. So what do you do? Well, speak to him. Tell him, Lord, thank you. You've shown me something. I feel it in my heart. I hear it in my mind. You've spoken to me. You've shown me how to produce a crop, how I can grow. I need to hear and retain and persevere. So we're about 20 minutes into the Bible study now, okay? Roughly. Now, is that the job done? Well, you realise you've hardly really begun. You've only scratched the surface of what you're thinking about here. Like, what? You realise, well, how am I going to hear? What practical steps do I need to take to hear tomorrow? And to retain what I'm hearing and to persevere? There's a whole lot more. And you're just beginning to realise that this could be a real adventure that Jesus could take you on, thinking about this when the phone rings in the next room. Ring, 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 ring. And you're just about to jump up to answer it, as you usually do. But then you think to yourself, wait a minute. At this very moment in my life, God is speaking from heaven to my heart. I'm on a call with God. I like it. And it's more important than any phone call that anyone could possibly make to me at this moment. And you ease back into your chair and think, well, the answer machine's on, it'll deal with it. And I can phone back later if I need to. You are honouring God when you do that. Sure enough, the answering machine kicks in. And sure enough, the sky does not fall down because you didn't answer the phone. But even though you didn't answer the phone, it has distracted you. And this is the thing you need to avoid to really hear from God, is distraction. And you've got to try and refocus. Think how much you'd have been distracted if you'd actually answered the phone. So, still in your mind though, there's a wee wondering thought. What if it was important? Who was it who phoned? It's a distraction, and it's a bit of a battle to keep listening to God. So, you retrace your steps. You think, what was I saying? Or what was God saying? What was Jesus saying? Jesus was saying, I would have more zeal, I would bear more fruit, I would produce more of a crop, if I listened, if I heard, retained and persevered. Right, you're back to where you were. And this is something that he said to you. And you realise even answering the phone would have stopped you hearing from him. And you read the passage again. You read verse 12 again. Those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts. And it strikes you how the devil could use the phone. I'm not saying the devil was on the phone, okay? I'm saying that the devil could use the phone to take the word of God from your heart. Just like verse 12 says. And you write that down in your notebook too. Write verse 12 down, write it out and just underline that. And just simply write something like, you know, the devil can use the phone to distract me, to take away the word of Jesus so that I don't hear it and retain it and persevere in it and produce a crop. It's a very simple point. So pray again. Maybe you pray at this point again that God will help you to listen when he's speaking and not let the devil distract you. Okay? Very simple. Again, it's very simple. Lord, verse 12 says that the devil can come and take away the word from my heart. Please help me not to let him do that. Please help me not to be distracted from what you would say to me. And you think, well, I can write down a few things that distract me. And the phone, of course, is the top of the list. Maybe you write a few other things. I wonder what you would write. Some of us maybe would need to write screens, because there are far too many of them in our houses, televisions and computers and phones that we're looking at and being distracted by all the time. It's interesting, just a little aside, on Wednesday morning when Dave and I were in doing the assembly with the 5th and 6th years, and Dave said, he read from Proverbs 3, and he said to the 5th and 6th years who are sitting their exams, he said, I just want to say one thing to you. Get a good night's sleep. That's what he said. He said, you know, I'm a friend of many of you on Facebook, and I get texts from you, and Facebook messages at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. And he said, it's not worth it. Get a good night's sleep. You know, if that's what we need to hear when we're doing exams, we need to put our screens away when we're hearing from God as well. Not let the screens distract us. And maybe you write something about that in your notepad. Something like, well, it puts a whole different slant on things like, well, you know, the phone, the screens. What else might distract you? Pain. Pain can distract you. If you've got chronic pain, worry can distract you. There's a whole lot, and you start thinking, I could write a long list. You say, it puts a whole different slant on these things when I realize that these things could be the devil's way of distracting me from hearing and retaining and persevering and growing as a Christian. So God has actually spoken a little more now, and you feel a bit more of excitement. Maybe you just speak to him again now. Lord, thank you so much. You've shown me about something about distraction and the danger of it. You show me about the importance of hearing, and you have spoken. And just thank him for that. Help me now, Lord, to retain what I've heard and to persevere in it. Well, you could take it a lot further. You could put a lot of more things in that list of distractions. But you know, there's tomorrow, so you're going to leave that till tomorrow. Because you're beginning at half an hour to feel your concentration wavering. Okay? Probably. So you can just sit back a bit now in your nice comfortable chair and just read over what you put down in your notepad. There's a few useful things there. There's a couple of verses you've written out. You've asked a couple of questions. You've put down some thoughts about things like distraction and the devil. And you realise there's a whole lot more to think about on this theme of hearing and retaining and persevering and what they mean. You haven't even begun to look at verses 13 and 14 yet. But it's exciting. You know, in that little half an hour, because you took a different approach, you didn't just do some slavish method that you've become accustomed to, of looking at the Bible, or you didn't just read it and get it done, but you set aside time and you made sure you weren't distracted and you focused on what it was saying, and you just concentrated and tried to listen and hear from God and pray to him about what you were hearing. Because of that, you're in a much better frame of mind. And there is a sense in your heart that the Holy Spirit has stirred and worked. You've got plenty to think about, and I wouldn't be too sure, but you might be back at that notebook at later points in the day, adding things that come to your mind. And that friend, that Christian friend you've got coming to lunch with you, you've got something to share with them that's real. And also, maybe at work in the afternoon or whatever time of day it is that you're going to be interacting with people who are not Christians, you can actually say to them, you know, I was reading the Bible this morning and I think God said this to me. And it's not some kind of, you know, stiff and awkward moment. It's like real. When you get real fresh things from God to share with people, they know it's real. And that it's not just you kind of saying, I think you're a sinner and you need to repent. You know, it's like something real that you're able to share with them. And it's not awkward. Because it's just like sharing any relationship. It's like, my friend said this to me. Jesus has spoken. You've met God. It was simple, but it was amazing. And you feel different. All because you took some practical steps. Well, does that all make sense? It wasn't difficult. You know, I prepared a sermon before I went on holiday, actually. Or I finished preparing it on Friday, or on Thursday, I think it was. And it challenged me. I thought, I need to get back and do something fresh myself. So on Friday morning, I did what I just prepared, and it was great. God is speaking. If you're interested in thinking about this more, well, number one, if you want to listen to this again, it will be on the website tonight. Number two, we're going to hear from Fiona at some point about soaping, but some of you have heard from Fiona already about soaping, but soaping is great, and you can ask Fiona about soaping, and she will enthusiastically explain it to you. But I think maybe at one of the midweek meetings it would be good for her to share something about that with us. There's a whole Christian tradition of reading the Bible in this kind of way. It's got a Latin name. It's called Lectio Divina. Lectio Divina. If you want to look that up somewhere, there's an article about it on Wikipedia, for example, meaning divine reading. And just to leave with you a reminder of what we've done, I'll leave with you a five-letter word, the word quest. And the first letter, Q, stands for question. You know, you began by coming with a question. How do I grow? How do I get my zeal back? The U stands for undisturbed. It's so important that you are not disturbed when you're trying to listen to God. Take practical steps to be undisturbed. The E of quest stands for engaging. You engage with the Bible. You've got to actually read it. Read it carefully. Read it slowly. Reread it. Write down the verses that strike you. You're seeking to meet with God and listen to Him. The S of quest means you speak to God. You speak to God about the questions you have, about what you think He's saying to you, thanking Him, asking Him to apply what you've been reading and so on to your life. So S for speaking. And T, well, T was taking notes. Taking notes to clarify your thoughts and to help you retain what you were thinking about and to maybe plan further response to what you were saying. It's very important to just get it down somewhere where you're not going to forget it, because remember, Jesus says retain, not just hear, but retain. Questioning, undisturbed, engaging, speaking to God, taking notes. That's a simple thing that might revitalize, if you need it, might revitalize your reading of the Bible. Half an hour that changes your life, that changes the world. Glory to God. May God bless each one of you to meet with Him as you personally seek Him in His Word. Amen.